It's good to praise the Lord in that particular way. We're meant to have some fun when we worship the Lord. He gave us minds to think, voices to sing, whatever our ability, and just to enjoy being in his presence. Today we're thinking about the importance of Mothering Sunday, and why we actually follow this event. It's not just a day off from Lent. Though it can be. Did you know that? I shouldn't lead you down this particular route of temptation, but today is a day off. During these austere times when we've gone without chocolate and all the nice things, you can have a day off today. But you don't have to. If you're really strong, you don't have to. I was reading this morning, and there was this quote that I saw, and it said this: If evolution is true, how come mothers still only have two hands? Think about it. If it's true, how come they've only got two hands? Because they do so very much for us, don't they? I mean, can we have a think up about all the things that our mothers do for us and how important they are to us? We'll take some quotes on this one, I think. And this is whether our mothers are, you know... Does anybody want to offer any ideas? Do I need to turn this on or is it on? Thank you very much. Anyone want to say some good things about your mum? Do you want to say? Want to speak in here? Anyone willing to speak? Ooh, they're all hiding. This won't hurt you at all. Anyone going to say anything? Ooh. Do you want to say something? No. You're not shy, are you? All right, collectively, should we say something good about our mums then? How good they've been? What if we have a moment then when we actually just... I know what we do. Do you all know your mums' names? Are you allowed to say your mums' names? Right, on the count of three, including those of us older ones, whether our mums are still with us or not, good to just mention their names out loud at the same time. It's going to be an interesting sound, this. On the count of three. One, two, three. Hazel! It's a good thing to do. And what we've done there is lifted our mothers' names before each other and before God in prayer, because we're going to do a bit more of that a bit later on. So it's no good me waving this around. You're not going to speak into it, are you? Anyone over there going to speak? No speaking. Right, okay. Did I have a volunteer then? Pardon? Piran?
Yes.
Is he going to say, do you want to speak? No, he doesn't want to speak. Right, you'll have to put up with me then. Okay. So, our mothers are great, aren't they? And they, you know, and to be fair, we have to say that they do such wonderful things for us. They give us life, along with fathers. But it's Jesus Christ who gives life, actually real life, to the people of God. And we're going to think about that in a moment. But first of all, we're going to think about a story. And this is a story which begs the question, who am I? Some of you will know the story as it unfolds, and some of you may not. But just have a listen to this. And when you think you know who I am, from what I'm saying, just kind of raise your hand. So my brother was never really much use, ever. While I was working every single day, day after day, year after year, my brother was always dreaming. He was a real dreamer. Dreaming of bigger and better things to do. Dreams that actually never included work. He always thought, actually, I could do much better elsewhere. Well, anyway, his latest scam was to ask Father for everything that was coming to him when he was a bit older. And you'd never believe it. Father said yes. Well, my brother took off and he spent every single penny living the high life. Would you believe it? There's three people that know it at least. Oh, there's another. Oh, there's a few more. Oh, they knew it. I haven't got far enough yet. Anyway, it wasn't long before his luck ran out and his money. And rumour has it that he started eating the pig's leftovers. Do you know what pigs eat?
Swill.
Pardon?
Swill.
They used to call it swill. Well, you know, when we went to school, Do you remember this? When we went to school, we used to have school dinners. They were really nice school dinners, weren't they? And what we used to do then, and then at the end of the day, someone would come around with a swill bin, and all the leftovers went into the lorry, and it went to where the pigs lived, and the pigs ate that. So, what do you think about that as an idea? Does that sound good? Anyway, that's what he had to live on. And this brother of mine, that's what he was living off. Pig swill. Ugh. Didn't taste very good the first time around, but the second time around, you know, anyway. And definitely not warmed up. Anyway. Well, he began to realise that things weren't great. He knew where he would actually be better off, and very soon he devised another scam to get back home, to get back into the father's affections, my father's affection. I did warn my father. I said to him, look, if you let him back in this way, it's just not going to work out. But father didn't listen. Sure enough, one day he did come back, and looking very sorry for himself, dirty, torn clothes, and a bit hungry as well. I didn't hear what his story was, because I was still out in the fields working, just as I always did. But apparently, he asked Father to forgive him. Would you believe that? He asked Father to forgive him for shooting off and spending all his inheritance. That was enough. Quick as a flash, the father said, get out the best robes. Really nice ones, you know. And he even got to have the best party ever. I couldn't believe what was going on. I've never been offered anything all the time I've worked in my father's house. Not one thing. Would you believe that? It doesn't seem fair, does it? It's not a fair story at all. Anyway, father was so determined to do this. I was about to say, if that's how loyalty is repaid, I'm out of here. But father stopped me. He stopped me in my tracks, and he said something about my son was lost, but now he's found. He was dead, but now he's truly alive. He's come back. It's a strange story, isn't it? So, on the count of three, tell me what this story is. One, two, three. Indeed. Look it up. You can find it in a good Bible anywhere, and it's a great story. It's a story of family life, isn't it, you know? And actually, the part I was playing was the part of the older brother, who just was... He was just so jealous of what was going on. And that happens in family life too. And sometimes people run off, and that's part of it too. But this story is about the father who represents really God our Father welcoming him back, welcoming the son back, and that's a wonderful story. And it's important to think about family life because it doesn't always go smoothly, does it? No, it doesn't go smoothly. Sometimes we don't get on with everybody, and we need to have a lot of patience with each other because sometimes we fall out. That's part of what this story is also about, really. We have to work really hard in our relationships. We really need to know that God loves us very much. And it's also true to say that sometimes people don't have a great experience with their parents. That's sad too, but it's true. Sometimes things don't work out at all well. And that's why I want to bring us back to this little clip from the Bible where Jesus was dying on a cross and his beloved disciple was there, and also there was Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the wife of Clopas, was there, and his own mother. And remember these words: when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." Seems to me what he was about here was saying, you know, there's going to be a new way of living. Yes, we're going to need our earthly parents, mum and dad, and all those kinds of things. But actually, there's going to be a family of God to which you can become a part of. And when we give ourselves, our lives to God, then we become a part of a wider family. And actually, Mothering Sunday is remembering that actually years and years ago, people used to come back home in order to be with their mums and dads and to go to church to find some time to be with God. And actually in this church, when we baptise children, we baptise them into the family of God. And the only thing that makes sense of that is when we recognise each other, that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. So you've got lots of brothers. If you're a believer of God, you have many, many brothers and sisters throughout the world, potentially. Wherever you go, you have brothers and sisters who are part of the family. And here we call this the church family. This is who we are, gathered together here. And part of being a family is that we look to care for each other, to look out for each other, to pray for each other, and to help each other, and to be there for each other. I'm pretty sure that's a part of what you're all about as Cubs and Scouts. If you think about your promises and all those things that you make before God, I think those are important things. But as Christians too, there are other promises that we make before God. To love our neighbours as we love ourselves. Pretty important stuff, isn't it? This is big things to be thinking about. And today is about putting into perspective, really, our relationships with one another, perhaps with our parents, our mums and dads, but more importantly with our Heavenly Father, who loves us so very much and welcomes us back whenever we wander off, just like the prodigal son did. He welcomes us back. He's always there, looking over the hill to see when we're coming. And he throws a party when we get there. And it seems to me that's something to praise God for, like we just did in that song that we were singing together just now. I will sing, I will praise, I will clap, I will dance, just as David did. And just as we're invited to do the very same thing. So we're going to be still for a moment, and then we're going to sing another song. As we just think about the relationships we have with our parents, whatever that was like or is like, but also about the relationship we can have with God as our Father. Let's be still.